Creating lists is very important at any time, but especially during the holiday season, because there's a million things to do. But actually, when you get it down on paper, it's like 110 things to do instead of a million. 110 is still a lot, but you can categorize them and you can break them down into priorities. You can even put assign how long each thing is going to take. So you can break it down and you can see which things you can do if you only have 5 minutes and which you're going to need 2 hours to accomplish. One of the things I like to do is further categorize my lists by, for instance, on your gift giving list, you're going to categorize it down to the different types of gifts that you're going to give. We're going to talk about more on this in that section, but here's just an example of how to categorize a list. You might say that your immediate family you spend so much money on, your extended family you're going to send so much money each on, then you have your close friends, you're going to spend some money on them, your business associates, your service providers, and everybody else. When you categorize your lists into smaller groupings, it will be easier for you to manage them.